Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Let me give you a subject that continues, which I get it. It's going to continue because we haven't recovered from Marino and the Tua talk. Did you see the video I posted? Did you see the shot that Joe Burrow took? Did you see that video?
No, but I watched the game. I watched a lot of the game, and I saw him getting hit.
All right, so you like didn't even bother to check the tweet I sent you. Okay.
I probably did, yes, anyway. And I don't remember seeing it. I was watching the games, man.
Anyway, I'm trying to, you know.
Sorry, bro.
I try to set him up as a producer. Hey, here's material so you can look at. Anyway, so Joe Burrow got his clock rocked badly. Now, remember, Joe Burrow is much bigger than Tua. He has been sacked 14 times in three games. Those of you out there that are dying to play Tua, I don't understand you at all. The Dolphins are playing just fine right now without him. And, you know, some guy said to me on Twitter, hey, well, the Dolphin offensive line is playing better than the Bengals line. Yeah, but maybe it's because the quarterback is helping that offensive line play better because that quarterback is making quick decisions. And do you think Tua can go do the running around that Fitz does and take on hits and all that? No, I don't want that for Tua. Fitz can play, you know, on the seat of his pants and on the edge of his seat and go out there and play like a maniac because, you know, this is his last shot at it. So let him have fun and let him go do it and let him do whatever it takes to win. God bless you. But that's not how I want Tua playing. I want Tua playing like a smart quarterback. I don't want Tua like Garoppolo, who then takes on a blocker or a tackler and ends up blowing out his knee and then he misses the rest of last year. No. I want my guy playing smart. So do you think that the team would be better with Tua, or do you think they would be worse and players wouldn't be performing at the highest level? Because now you're putting the pressure of everything on Tua. I mean, Justin Herbert yesterday, what'd he throw? One touchdown? Right? That's what he threw, right? I think it was one touchdown. So after all of that, it's not like he's putting up these incredible numbers for the Chargers. And he took a beating, too, on top of all of that. And remember, they lost guys, too, to offensive line injuries like Pouncey, who is out for the year. Herbert threw one touchdown and 330 yards and an interception. Yes, he has some nice throws. I get all of that. But he did make his share of mistakes, too. And he's taken a beating. And they're 1-2. And he's only playing because Tyrod Taylor's injured and got his lung punctured. And the coach is the first guy to say, well, once we get Tyrod back, he's back in there. But they haven't been able to get him back. And so I get that you want Tua playing. I understand all of that, but I want Tua playing under proper conditions. I don't want him taking a beating at this point in time. And he will take more hits than Fitz, because if you think he's going to read and decipher defenses faster than Fitz, you're out of your mind. He's a smart kid. He works hard. But he's never played at the NFL level. And I don't care who you are, you're going to struggle in this game. That's just the way it is. I get it. Marino did what he did. Those are freaks. The athlete that plays quarterback, you can do stuff with that person because that will also kind of keep people off balance. Burrow yesterday threw for 312 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Solid game. But he took a pounding, bro. Philadelphia got 8 sacks yesterday. 8 sacks. Are you kidding me? You know how many times, if they got 8 sacks, how many times do you think they hit the quarterback, Bill?
Oh, you got to at least double that number more than likely.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't need that right now for Tua. I like the way the Dolphins are developing this football team, and they're taking their time in order to develop the players and to develop their future quarterback. I know this whole thing, oh, well, you don't learn anything on the sidelines. I get it, but it doesn't. So did it work out badly for Aaron Rodgers sitting on the sidelines? Did it work out badly for Donovan McNabb sitting out for a year? Did it work out badly that was? I think Marino sat for a couple of games. Was it like 5-6 games or something? And guys have sat for a season or two or three, and most of them have benefited from that. Aaron Rodgers looked like he was completely ready after sitting that many years, and I don't want him to do that. I don't mind this 1 year with no offseason. The kid's coming back from hip surgery. It hasn't even been a year yet. I don't mind him sitting, waiting, letting it heal even more and let the team develop a little bit more because I don't want him taking 8 sacks in a game. Let me ask you something. Those 8 sacks, do you believe those 8 sacks were on the offensive line? That means the quarterback is not going to read everything right. He's going to make bad decisions. He's going to end up holding on to the ball a little bit too much, and then he's going to take hits. I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't watch the game. I only watched highlights and portions of the game. But I would imagine, okay, that between 2 to 4 sacks are his fault. So that's an extra 2 or 4 times that he took a sack. I don't know how many other extra times that he took hits, too. Rookie quarterbacks go through one hell of a, you know, what's it called, christening in this league.
Maybe you need to explain that everybody on the field is moving twice as fast as he's used to seeing.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
And that's the problem.
Yes.
Everything is just
everything's
whizzing
faster.
By.
Everything's faster. And he will take way more hits than even Fitz is taking, because he's going to take longer to make decisions than Fitz. And that's not good.
Here, another thing. I'm sure the conversation is at another level in the pros. That nice religious boy that he is, some of the things they're going to say to him might, you know, make him cringe a little bit.
Yep. All right, let's take a quick break. It's the bottom of the hour. We'll do that for the first time. What do you want me to do? 3 straight hours of talk? Come on.